thanks for listening to the Oxford Quack. This is the audio version of my online blog where I write about observations, real life stories, and it's told through the view of a 30-something-year-old woman living in Oxford. So today we are talking about the time I went to Palma with my two best friends, Amy and Hermione, who feature quite regularly in the blog, whether they like it or not. So this was a trip that we did last year. It was only a weekend, but a few things happened on that weekend. One where we dubbed our Spice Girl names, as you do when you're an all-girls trip, you do silly things like that. And also we find out Amy's requirements for a man, which is a long, extensive list. And then there is a bit of a drama on the last day. So yes, it was quite an amusing holiday. I hope you find it fun. And I hope you have booked your holidays for this year. Now it is coming into spring and we're getting rid of those winter blues. Okay, so without further ado, here it goes. This is called Spice Girls in Palma. Spice Girls in Palma. It was when Hermione was spinning on the spot in her odd socks at Heathrow that I questioned how I agreed to another group holiday. This time, Amy, Hermione, and I were off to Palma. Hermione had shown up in her outfit, which incorporated her favourite colour yellow. Yellow hat, yellow Vans, and yellow odd socks. She had also announced that she had bought a packed lunch for the plane. If you haven't read the post about the time she bought an egg sandwich on the Eurostar, I recommend reading it, and then you'll understand the sharp intake of breath Amy and I had on this announcement. On the first day of our group holiday, we were wandering around the old town searching for a vegan-friendly tapas bar when we started giving each other Spice Girl names. We were, after all, 90s kids, and this is the kind of thing women do on all-girls holidays. Hermione was christened Feral Spice. I was Avocado Spice because apparently I'm a little pretentious. In my defence, I thought they were all going to bring checked-in luggage. And Amy became Normal Spice, because whenever she is asked what she is looking for in a man, she raises her voice to say, "Just someone normal." Feral Spice and I wanted to work out what someone normal meant to Amy. And so in an old Spanish bar, I got my notes app out and we began to question her on her list of requirements. Here it goes. No proper beard. Can have stubble, but neat stubble. Age 31 to 41. Lives alone, no housemates. Must like sport, especially football. No visible tattoos and no piercings whatsoever. They can have a dog, but they need to be able to leave it at home. So no, they can't have a dog. No happy campers. Not going to sleep in a tent or a caravan ever. Not into the arts. Doesn't mind seeing a play once a year, but that's enough. Likes their family, but can't like their mum too much. Doesn't take selfies. Not into the nerdy stuff like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Train Spotting, or astronomy. Not too loud or too quiet. No scarves. Amy feels that if a man is overprepared for the weather, i.e. holding a huge umbrella or wearing a scarf, this makes him less attractive. Basically, they're not allowed to feel the weather. Relatively attractive. Funny, but don't overdo the puns. This is when Hermione asked, "What if he has a criminal record?" Amy paused before saying, "What was the crime?" Hermione said, "Manslaughter." Amy paused again, then said, "How long ago did he do it?" At this point, I chipped in. "Whoa, whoa, whoa. So the man can kill somebody, but he can't have facial hair." Amy shrugged. "A criminal record is fine within reason. Can be divorced, but not ideal. Certainly no kids. Must have their own hobbies. Golf is fine. They can play an instrument, but under no circumstance are they allowed to serenade her. Have a nice-ish car. An appropriate, sensible haircut. Nothing long and luscious, and certainly no top knots. Can believe in God, but are not allowed to express this by praying. And glasses are okay, but the glasses must be sensible. Not allowed to have out there frames. And that pretty much concluded the list of Amy's requirements for Mr. Normal. Our holiday continued. We took a bus along the mountains, Feral Spice went into the sea, and I continued to drag my impatient friends from tapas menu to tapas menu in search of something vegan. It was all going so well, until the last day. I was packing my white and black capsule wardrobe into my huge suitcase when I realised I hadn't seen my passport for quite some time. From there, it all fell apart. I searched every corner of every room, every cupboard and even the fridge, all whilst crying my heart out. Feral Spice called the airport to see if anything was handed in. "Nothing. They have nothing," she yelled. "I guess we're going to have to go to the police station now." So I was carried to the police station. "He looks normal," Feral Spice whispered loudly to Normal Spice. The policeman raised his eyes for a moment before continuing to write out my missing report. I, meanwhile, tried to rub out the black splodges around my eyes and did my best to smile at the tan Spanish man in the tight blue uniform. After he stamped a piece of paper aggressively, it became apparent that nothing had been handed in. When we got back, I unpacked and repacked my bag for the fifth time, searched behind the toilet, under the bed, and plunged my hand into the bin, all while sobbing my heart out. And then Normal Spice called my name in a way that I knew she had found it. It was by the toaster. And that is how my new spice name became Hysterical Spice.